Do you have a true story you want to send my way? Go to asthravendreams.com/submit or check out the links listed down below in the description. Thank you. I work in human resources for my local government. I've been here for 13 and a half years. Because we're a government entity, we are driven by policies and procedures. We have tons of standard operating procedures, SOPs. We even have an SOP on how to write an SOP. Every employee is given a copy of our agency's personnel policy and procedures manual, herein referred to simply as the manual. It is meant to stay with you during your entire tenure here. Most employees probably only look at their manual if there's a major update, or if they feel their manager has misinterpreted a policy. But, in HR, the manual is our Bible. We refer to it often. It's not something that we throw on a shelf somewhere and glance at periodically. There's probably not a week that goes by that one of us in the department has not had to pull our manual out to look at something. I have handwritten notes and sticky notes in mine for quick reference. All of us do. The way I'm going on about this manual, you would think it was some kind of special book. It's just a white three-ring binder. When I started, we used to separate each chapter with blue paper, but we haven't done that in many years. My particular manual is a little worn, not crisp like the newer ones. I keep it on the right side of my desk, next to an organizer where I keep non-confidential files for quick access. I've kept it in this same spot for the entire time that I've worked here. I'm not a neatnik, but I have a quirky, almost photographic memory. I know exactly where everything is, even if things are disorganized. 3 weeks ago, I met with my boss about something in the manual that needed clarification. I brought mine into her office, and when our meeting was over, I was sure that I put it back in its place on my desk. A couple days later, an employee came in to ask me about a policy. I reached for my manual, and it wasn't there. Strange. I looked in a couple places in my office, but I couldn't find it. I grabbed one from the stack we used for new hires and carried on. After the employee left, I looked for my manual again. On my bookshelf, in all of my desk drawers, in my various cabinet drawers, in the recycling bin under my desk. Nothing. I took a look at my boss's table in her office to see if it was there. No. She is only in once a week, so the next week when she was in, I asked her if I had left it in her office. She didn't recall, but she looked all over her office, in her drawers, etc. She even looked for it later when she got home. She even remarked about how she has so many notes in hers, so she would be lost if she misplaced it. I hated that I had lost my manual, but I had the new one. I put it in the same spot where the old one used to be. As weird as it sounds, it just didn't feel right. I felt off every time I looked at it. It was weird. Yesterday I had some downtime, so I cleared some files in my organizer. As I said before, the new manual was right next to the organizer, and it was the only notebook on my desk. I come into work this morning, and I happened to turn around to get something from my organizer, and my old manual is right there next to the new one. It was not there previously. I haven't seen it for 3 weeks. I feel like I'm going nuts. I know it sounds stupid to be this worked up over a dumb manual, but it's thrown me for a loop. There are 11 of us on staff, but only 4 of us in the office every day. It is possible that someone moved it from my desk, but unlikely. We do not, as a practice, go into each other's offices. and if someone had seen it elsewhere, they would have told me. We're pretty cohesive here. Even though we have cleaning staff, they rarely touch our desks, and there would be no reason for them or for anyone else to move it. Maybe it was there the whole time, but I couldn't see it. I think there's a phenomenon like that. I don't know what it's called, but maybe. Or maybe I'm going senile. I don't know. Maybe this isn't a glitch, but it sure feels like one. I live in a town with several 19th century era buildings, including a few Napoleonic forts. Four known ones, and they're all well known to urban explorers, and have been thoroughly explored and mapped, including one with several tunnels. When I was 16, me and my friends decided it would be a fun day out to go there. We had done this many times, and we knew the fort by heart, including all exit/entry points that had not been closed up by the council yet. We went in as usual, and all seemed normal. We climbed around and had some fun before moving on to the tunnels. We decided to go through the most popular tunnel there, as it was the easiest to navigate, and one of my friends was a bit claustrophobic. We had gone through this tunnel several times before, and so did many others, so it is very well mapped and usually opens up to just a big empty room, with windows looking into the center of the fort. This tunnel, it does fork off in two directions, but both lead to similar rooms. However, this time, for some reason, after taking a left at the fork like we usually did, as the room on that side was in a less decayed state, the tunnel opened up to something that, to this day, me and my friends cannot explain nor replicate. We entered what at first seemed to be the usual room, but we quickly noticed that it was in a near-perfect state. No graffiti, no vandalism, no empty beer cans or charred floor from a campfire. Nothing. It was like the place hadn't been touched since it had been converted into a hospital in World War II. We were very confused, but decided to look around. We quickly noticed that this was a completely different fort. We all thought that we had stumbled our way in and that it had somehow gone unnoticed by urban explorers in the area, and that we had found it by pure accident. With little hope, I tried looking up the coordinates for it, but unfortunately, as was often the case in these areas due to the forts essentially being buried, I couldn't get any GPS signal, which didn't surprise me. We explored and speculated on the position of the untouched fort for the rest of the day, thinking that we had scored gold, having found ourselves the dream hideout hangout area. The tunnel was roughly 1 kilometer long, so we knew it couldn't be too far from the known location. After a great day of exploring this urban explorer's wet dream, we packed up and left without any problems. We went through the tunnel and popped out the other end in the expected place. This is where it struck us. We took great care in noting our way back through the tunnel in order to find the fort again on our next visit. The route we took was the same as we always did. We had not accidentally deviated or anything. This was the exact same route we usually took. Me and a mate decided to quickly run back to it, just to make sure. We arrived at the opening and, as usual, the tunnel opened up to the room that we had earlier expected. Since then, my friends have tried numerous times to find the fort again. Unfortunately, I cannot take part in the search at the moment for personal reasons. I have, however, tried to find signs of it on Google Earth, but unlike its supposed neighboring fort, it doesn't appear there at all. All research I have done related to this does not seem to indicate the existence of this fifth fort that we saw. To this day, that fort remains some sort of glitch in the Matrix. And I'm not posting this here to be solved. I just think it's an interesting and mysterious event. I've been reading the stories in this sub for a few years now as a bit of light entertainment. I never put much stock in them until it happened to me. For context, I work at a petrol station, and this happened on Tuesday afternoon at around 1 p.m., a generally quiet period before the school pickup rush from 2 to 4. A car pulls into pump 1 and fills up. A huge business vehicle with a logo and much bigger fuel tank pulls into pump 2. Pump 2 starts filling, and pump 1 comes in to pay. Another car pulls into pump 3 and starts filling while 2 is still filling and 1 is paying. Pump 3 finishes and comes in to pay as pump 1 is leaving and walking back to his car. He stops when he sees the guy from pump 3 and they start chatting. They're standing in the middle of the road, but it isn't busy and they're two grown men. I figure they'll move if someone drives by. And they keep chatting as they obviously know each other. I go about some other general behind-the-counter jobs when number 2 comes in to pay. 1 and 3 are still chatting in the driveway area between the pumps and the shop. Pump 2 comes in wearing a uniform for the same business as is on his truck, and pays for some $200 worth of fuel. I give him his receipt, and he leaves. He gets back in his truck, and people from pump 1 and 3 have to move for him to drive away. They do then move off to the side to keep talking. Eventually, they finish, and pump 1 goes back to his car and drives away. Pump 3 comes into pay just as the same business truck pulls into pump 2 again. He starts filling again, and I'm a little confused, but I think that maybe he may be going for a long drive and wants to fill his second fuel tank or something. I let him keep filling and serve pump 3. Our conversation goes as follows. Customer: I'm so sorry about that. I hope you don't think I was going to drive away or anything. Me: No, that's all good. We've got cameras and your license plate anyway. Was it just the fuel on pump 3 today? Customer: Yeah, thanks. I was just chatting to an old friend who I haven't seen in about 5 years. Me: Well, that's nice to run into each other. At the petrol station of all places. Though it must have been annoying to have to move out of the way for that business name truck. He gave me a funny look and said that they never had to move and that no one drove by. I was stunned for a bit, but didn't really think much of it. I gave him his receipt and he left. A while later, pump 2 comes in to pay for some $200 worth of fuel again. It's the same guy in the same uniform from the same company. The interaction goes like this. Me: Hey, how are you today? Going on a long drive? Him: No, just filling up the company car. Me: Twice in one day? You must be busy driving. Him: What? This is my first time in here today. I'm thinking, what the hell? I know what I saw, but I don't push it. Oh, sorry. It must have been someone else I served today from business name. Would you like the receipt? He seemed satisfied with my answer, yet said no to the receipt this time. I thought this was weird because usually companies want it for tax purposes. Anyway, I wished him a good day and he left. I went through the past few transactions in the system to find his initial receipt, and it wasn't there. Pump 1, then 3, then 2 were the last transactions. I was so confused. I guess I could ask my manager to look at the security footage from that day, but I'm just at a loss as to what happened. I know what I saw. So, does anyone have any thoughts on this experience? This happened yesterday. I'm a part-time college student that lives with my grandma, and her house is fairly old. It was built anywhere between the 50s and the 70s. Most of the outlets in the front section of the house are only two-prong outlets, a neutral and hot opening with no third opening, so no ground opening, I think it's called. The back room for the house, which acts as the main living room, is an extension of the house that was built about 15 years ago or so. So, those outlets on the sidewall have that three-prong outlet. I've lived with her since 2019, and have always had an extension that connects three-prong to two-prong outlets on the plug for my laptop, which has a three-prong plug. Last night, I came home from work and was going to use my laptop, but I noticed the battery was low. I went to plug it into the plug right by my bed with the extension, and I noticed the outlet was now suddenly three prongs. I was in shock, and I just stared. I wondered if it had always been like that, but I'm near certain it hasn't, because why else would I go out of my way to look for an extension to plug my laptop into that outlet in the past? I even remember losing the extension earlier this year and being unable to plug my laptop in my room because all the outlets only had two-prong openings. I was in disbelief, so I go to my grandma's room and tell her and my mom. My mom was also shocked. She told me that she knows it was only two openings because when she came to bug me one day, she went to plug her phone in by my bed and plugged it into my extension cord that had my 3-to-2-prong extension plugged into it. It's chunky, so you really can't miss it. We were talking about it for a little while, and went to the kitchen to eat. I wondered if the other outlet under the breakfast nook was still the same, so I went to check. I pulled a chair out, and was frozen. The outlet that I knew for a fact only had two prongs had changed too. I felt like I was hyperventilating. I didn't know what was going on. I was freaking out and I told my mom to come look at it. She was equally shocked. She said that she had tried to plug a big fan in there about 2 months ago, but couldn't because it only has two prong openings, so she had to move a couch to plug the fan in. For the past 2 years, I have, near daily, sat in the same chair at the breakfast nook, and I plug my laptop into it using the prong extension. I remember first moving in here and asking my aunt if she had one of the extensions that I could borrow, since I was unable to plug my laptop in. I asked my grandma if anyone had come by to change just two outlets, and no one has, of course. And for what purpose? I could barely sleep last night because I kept staring at the outlet by my bed, wondering what the hell had happened to both of them. I've heard other people with similar stories, but here is my glitch. A few years back, I was playing video games in the wee small hours of the morning. It was one of those nights where time really flies, and it was suddenly 4 a.m. Around 2:30 to 3 o'clock, I became aware of a background noise in my brother's room. Now, me and my brother live in separate identical rooms, separated with a loose, thin wall. The wall was constructed for the option of removing it if one would ever want to make the room larger. So, at 3 a.m., I take my headphones off to investigate the constant idle noise, like an extractor hood that isn't turned off. I turn down the volume, and it is now apparent what the strange noise is. From my brother's room, it clearly sounds like a male panting. Deep, heavy, quick breaths. I stood up and become completely silent, and the noise continued with differing speeds. I stood still, not knowing what to do, but at the same time not alarmed at the sound. I knew for a fact that my brother was not home, as he would frequently spend nights in the city, or sleeping with his friends or his girlfriend. After a while, I decided to ignore the sound and put my headphones on again, and I waited until it would be over. I was slightly scared, but more worried and completely shocked. I still made sure to lock the door and postpone any toilet visits. I stayed awake for probably around 2 hours more, and decided to go to the bathroom. I looked into my brother's room where the door was open, but I didn't see anything, and I went to bed and kept this event to myself. The explanations I have are not very realistic and pretty improbable. One theory I could make was that my dad somehow had decided to do push-ups in my brother's room. He tries to do 100 every day, and he pants in a similar rapid way. I really don't believe that he would have sleepwalked or something across the house and through the hallway and then into my brother's room to then just do push-ups. If anyone entered or left, I would have heard one of the two doors being opened, even if I was wearing headphones. So this remains my sole unexplained event in my life that creeps me out. So that was this week's Glitch in the Matrix collection of stories. And I really do hope that you enjoyed it. This is officially the 53rd Glitch collection, so moving right along with these, right? I plan to keep doing them, so hopefully you do enjoy them. All that said, friends, if you did enjoy this video, please do hit that thumbs up button. You can also subscribe to the channel if you're new and leave me a comment letting me know what you thought. There's also the join button and Patreon, where you can support the channel further, and for $1 a month, get early access to all of my content like this, up to 24 hours early. All that said, let's move forward with the word of the week. Last week, we had 3 entries, and I would like to personally thank 242 Reads, Glow-in-the-Dark Spiderweb Hat, which I like that name, and Psychosomatic for their entries into the word of the week. Thank you. Really do appreciate it. All that said, let's move on to this week's word of the week, which is limited. L-I-M-I-T-E-D. It's an adjective. It means confined within limits, or characterized by enforceable limitations prescribed upon the scope or exercise of power. So, basically, my time here is limited, and I don't want to overdo the outro or overstay my welcome, so have a nice day, and of course, sleep well.